luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates part of the disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Friday, the 17th of July, 2026, a day where the Australian share market fell, the S&P ASX 200 down 0.5% following some heavy losses from the miners. And it means for the week, the 200 lost 0.1%. Overnight, we also saw shares of SpaceX in the US fall to below its $135 offer price, which means investors who bought in at the IPO have since held. Are sitting on a paper loss. So to talk us through that and the rest of the day's market news, I spoke with IG Markets analyst Tony Sycamore. So Tony, the ASX is down today. What's driving investor sentiment at the moment?
Yeah, at the top line, investor sentiment on the ASX 200 remains very cautious for several reasons. Inflation is still too high, the RBA still retains a hawkish bias, and the conflict in the Middle East remains a headache. And on top of that, the August reported season is rapidly approaching. But drilling down into today's price action, we've seen another day of steep falls in Asian equity markets. And BHP's disappointing operational update yesterday continues to weigh on the ASX 200. Stepping back, I mean, we can see the ASX 200 is lacking direction. It's been in a range between 9,000 and 8,500 for many weeks now. It just appears very comfortable around this 8,800 level, and it's hard to see where the next directional move is going to be coming from.
Let's break some of that down, but can we start with the US with something a bit different? SpaceX shares, because they're now back below the IPO price of $135 US. SK Hynix, South Korea. What does this tell you about the tech investment space at the moment?
Well, SpaceX had an absolutely monumental debut, rallied for 3 days. And after that, it has pretty much well fallen back to that IPO level, which was $135. It did hit a high of $225. But SpaceX and SK Hynix have followed a similar pattern. We've seen strong opening interest followed by a rapid pullback. Now, the pressure is stemming from fading post-IPO hype, broader weakness in tech names, and mounting concerns over valuations. When we look at SpaceX, it's trading on a reported 100 times forward revenues, which makes its valuations look extremely expensive, even compared to a stock like Tesla, which is trading on a lofty 16 times. So to me, it really is a question around valuations, and this is continuing to drive the broader tech sector when you're looking at Asian markets and also the NASDAQ in the US.
You mentioned earlier reporting season. So reporting season also, quarterly reporting season in the US didn't look too good for its business. Is there anything in the results or commentary for investors to take heed of as we head into corporate reporting season here?
As you said, the big banks have been fantastic. I probably would be surprised if we didn't see similar here in Australia. But IBM's commentary is worth noting. It highlighted a potential shift where companies are prioritising AI hardware spend, including servers, storage, and especially memory over traditional software. Several large deals that IBM were expecting to close just failed to do so. To me, it feels more like a company-specific miss than a sector-wide red flag. Australian tech remains in a wait-and-see mode, and really what we're looking at is to see whether this AI infrastructure tech boom really regains traction after the quarter two earnings season. We start to see some of those earnings drop next week. We see Tesla, and we're also going to see Alphabet and also Intel. So all eyes on what those earnings provide next week in the US.
You mentioned BHP earlier about its production report. It also suffered a historic strike this week, strike action at its Port Hedland operations yesterday. There are threats of others to come from electrical workers too. Yesterday, the company also posted record iron ore production. I think one of the disappointments was the fact that copper production will be below expectations next year. What kind of impact will all of this have on BHP? And what about the industrial action, if any?
Well, when it rains, it pours. And you mentioned the trading update yesterday, disappointing there with regards to its copper guidance. And then, of course, we've had the first major industrial action over at Port Hedland in absolutely decades. And Port Hedland is the world's largest iron ore export terminal. We're talking about a potential disruption of around $100 million, which isn't too much considering the size of BHP's revenues and balance sheet. But what it is important to keep in mind is if this industrial action escalates and leads to further strikes from electrical workers or other sites, it could really start to affect shipments more meaningfully, and that would be detrimental to BHP. But for now, it does appear to be a one-day hit. It adds another layer of uncertainty for the big Australian, but it also will be eagerly watched to see how this is all resolved by the RBA. We know they've been watching with interest, given their concerns over wages inflation and also productivity. So to see workers going out on strike is not a good sign from that perspective either.
Any corporate news making headlines in the markets today?
Yeah, we did see Coles. It has been in discussions with TPG Capital over a potential acquisition of Pet Barn owner Greencross. But today it's announced that it's walked away. And to me, it looks like the price or strategic fit didn't quite stack up, especially with regulatory hurdles in mind. But I think what we've seen there is a relief rally in the Coles share price today. There was a lot of concerns that they might overpay. And not only that, it was seen as a potential distraction away from Coles' core businesses. So a relief rally in Coles shares today.
And finally, what are you telling your clients right now? Where do you see the opportunities for investors?
Well, with this conflict in the Middle East looking more and more like it's going to drag on until the end of the year, and with crude oil and energy stocks still well below their highs, which they traded earlier on, I think there's probably good opportunities in energy stocks like Woodside, Santos and Karood Energy there. I think we're going to see crude oil probably trade back up towards the mid-80s, maybe the high 80s.
Enjoy it. And don't forget, you can watch On The Money during the 6:30 weekday edition of SBS World News on SBS. The podcast returns on Monday. It drops after the market close, and I'll catch you then.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only and should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decisions.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. Content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleep Maker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleep Maker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleep Maker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.